With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The date is set for a presidential debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. White House correspondent Greg Clugston fills us in.
The on-again, off-again September 10 debate is on again after Trump agreed to face off against Harris on ABC.
I look forward to the debates because I think we have to set the record straight.
And he's proposing two more debates before Election Day. Harris said she looked forward to debating Trump on September 10, but is not committing to additional dates until after their first debate.
I'm happy to have that conversation about an additional debate for after September 10.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on the Philippines military complaining of unsafe maneuvers by Chinese warplanes.
Two Chinese military aircraft have been accused of performing a dangerous maneuver and dropping flares in the path of a Philippine Air Force plane in the South China Sea. A Philippine military chief has condemned what he's called provocative actions. All those aboard the Philippine plane were unharmed and returned safely to the north of Manila. A top Philippine security official told the Associated Press the Chinese jets flew at a very close distance to their turboprop plane and put the lives of the pilots in danger. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The Chinese government has also filed a complaint with the World Trade Organization over European Union tariffs on electric vehicles made in China. The Commerce Ministry says China is resorting to the WTO dispute settlement mechanism, quote, to safeguard the development rights and interests of the EV industry. Colleges big and small across this country are cutting programs and eliminating majors to make ends meet. Amongst their budget challenges, federal COVID relief money is expiring, operational costs are rising, fewer high school graduates are going straight to college. This is SRN News. New federal rules designed to promote transgenderism among students at public schools and colleges are now in effect, but only across about half of the nation. Courts have temporarily blocked enforcement in 25 states and hundreds of individual colleges and schools. The Biden administration rules are aimed primarily at Republican-majority states which have banned sex change operations on kids. Those states have also barred males from using female restrooms or locker rooms and banned males from playing on female sports teams. August marks the 10-year anniversary of ISIS takeover of Iraq, during which thousands of Christians and other people from non-Muslim communities were killed in the city of Mosul and the surrounding area. Iraq's Assyrian Christians, who belong to a native Mesopotamian community consisting of early converts to Eastern Orthodoxy, suffered greatly. In Mosul, ISIS marked Christian homes and killed the residents. This is SRN News. A third person is in custody over a foiled plot targeting now-canceled Taylor Swift shows in Vienna. Correspondent Ron Taylor fills us in on that.
Austrian authorities have announced a third arrest in connection with a foiled conspiracy to attack three now-canceled Taylor Swift concerts, even as disappointed fans charmed Vienna by trading friendship bracelets and singing the pop star's songs in the streets. The main suspect planned to target onlookers gathered outside Ernst Happel Stadium with knives or homemade explosive during the concert last Thursday or Friday. Authorities say the scheme was inspired by the Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda. Swift is set to travel to London's Wembley Stadium for five concerts between August 15th and 20th to close the European leg of her record-setting Eras tour. Ron Taylor reporting.
Today is Sunday, August the 11th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Viola Davis, 59 years old. This is SRN News.